Recorder rolling, Christy. Looking at a market a little bit choppy here this morning in the grains. We started off a lot softer, then we actually scrambled and got close to unchanged, maybe a little higher here at times, and now we're back down again. What's going on?
Yeah, it seems like the market wants to try and put a footing underneath it, but it's just really struggling to do so right now. And, you know, there is plenty for the bear to talk about, yes. Like, you know we're dry. Like, this is going to be the thing that can dig us out of a hole if it materializes. But right now, you know, you're saying, okay, it's not in those stages where you're, like, seeing the crop stress right in front of your eyes, right? You're seeing the decreased soil moisture. You're seeing some cracks starting to form. But for the most part, you're not seeing that really emotional side of things where the crop's going backwards before your eyes. And I think that's what's the difference is, you know, this is May versus being, you know, the third week in June into 4th of July during pollination. And I think it's going to eventually be able to be a story if we don't get those rains, because what we're doing now behind the scenes is making it so we need timely rains through those really important growing seasons. And if we don't get them, it's going to be very evident of lack of soil moisture that we have. And so it is a story, but it just seems like everything else wants to be kind of taking center stage. And one of those is, you know, the concern that, okay, we are able to come together, well, it's looking at least like we're able to come together on a debt ceiling agreement. And with that, you worry that you're going to continue to have the Federal Reserve fight inflation. And that's not a friend of commodities. And so, you know, you have that in the back of your mind. You have the fact that, like, we are still very overpriced against Brazil when it comes to exports. We have not seen, like, any export business recently of any size. And, you know, that's the concerning thing is that you look at these and you're saying, hey, if we could just get some sort of sale, even if they were sales for harvest delivery for soybeans, you know, something to give us that chance, we are just not seeing it right now. And so the market is really struggling with that decision. When you look at soybeans right now, I mean, you look at the chart, even for the wheat complex, you're rounding out some good price levels on a chart. Technicals look really good when you look at soybeans, but you're looking at them and saying, hey, what is that that's going to get us out of the gutter and give us a reason to rally? And I think that's going to be a recommitment to our tight carryouts. You're looking at a week and a half from now before we get our next USDA crop report, some sort of export sales, maybe that'll help. But until then, you know, we are in sell-off mode right now for investment funds, and they're really taking aim at commodities.
Sure. And we only have, what, 30 days left in the wheat marketing year too, right?
Yeah, and so when you look at wheat, you know, wheat's doing okay as far as inspections go, as far as shipping it out. There's a little catch-up we need to do, but we're kind of following pace. It's like next year's demand. Where is that coming from? And it really honestly seems like the market could care less what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. There's continued news of aggressive stances from both sides. You have Russia saying, hey, we agree to this Black Sea Agreement, but we're not so sure about it. So you have that, but it seems like the market really wants to separate itself and not pay attention or let that put premium into the market right now.
Sure. How about livestock? What's going on there?
Yeah, livestock, you're looking at these markets and, you know, they're doing everything that the market thought they would do. They're making new highs. We know that fundamentally these situations are very, very tight. And really the biggest concern right now when you're looking at the cattle markets is just the general economy and wondering what we're going to do. And for now, things seem to be okay. Even with the down market down hard, you're seeing this support come through. I think along with the economy, a fear of feeder cattle would be if corn decides to wake up and do something and go near that, you know, 551 to 572 price count. If it did do that, I think that could weigh on feeder cattle. But for the most part, the market's saying there's some holes out there. The cash is strong. The futures deserve to be running right now.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
No, I think that's it.
Very good. Appreciate it. Thanks much.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
All right, see you. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.